Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode.
Hello, happy Wednesday. I hope that your week is off to a great start. I am still in LA and I am making my way up to Monterey right after this, actually. And so I'll be there for about 6 days or so. So this isn't necessarily like a nomadic trip, but it's one of those visits. And it's a visit to a place that's very near and dear to my heart and is almost like a second home base in California. And I realize with all of the nomadic traveling and living that I have been doing that I haven't actually been to Monterey in a little while. It's been like 5 months, so I'm very excited to go there. And so you'll get some content, I'm sure, from that. Let's talk a little bit about what awakening means. What does awakening to abundance even mean? So when I say awakening to abundance, we know that abundance is the fullness of life as I teach and coach around it. And awaken means not just having this one-time experience where we're awake and we can see everything and we're enlightened, essentially. Now, those things can happen and does and has for other people, like Eckhart Tolle is a great example of that. But the normal human being doesn't necessarily have an enlightening experience. So awakening is a continuous journey. It is something that we get to choose every single day. And the reason I'm so excited about this is because there really is so many different ways for us to awaken and continue to awaken along this path that we're on. Every single day, we get to choose practicing something that brings us home to ourselves. And that's really where the awakened heart is. It's within us. And so the more that we can get present, the more that we can do these different practices, the more we come home to ourselves, and the more that we continue to awaken throughout our lives. Part of the reason I love being a nomad is that I love to go into different communities and meet different people and literally see how they awaken in their lives, how they are living their lives, what lights them up, and what are their practices. Always give yourself permission to go into the direction that feels good to you. Especially when it comes to creative endeavors, or if you're an entrepreneur and you own your own business, when you feel that what you're doing is no longer something that lights you up, or something else is really calling to you, you have this kind of feeling of, wouldn't it be fun if I did blank? Follow all of that. Follow those nudges. Follow that intuition. Follow that inner wisdom, because it's going to take you on another journey. And just like life, and just like our manifestations, everything is always changing. So when we put ourselves in a creative rigidity box, we are really limiting ourselves. And we know that as manifestors, and especially being in this group, that we don't limit ourselves, that we in fact practice becoming unlimited. Because when we are awakening to who we truly are, we realize that we are available for infinite possibilities. All intertwines, it all interconnects. And I'd love to hear from you if there is something that you have been doing, and it doesn't have to be a creative project or something in your business. It can be relationships. It could be a simple daily habit. Is there something that you are wanting to release that no longer serves you and that you're going to do it or do something different? In a different way? What are you giving yourself permission to do differently? So put all that in the comments if you feel called to do so. And let's see, next week, I think I will be back here at the home base in LA. But you know what? Who knows? Open. We remain open to whatever life's adventures come. But I will definitely be with you next week, as always. I will see you then.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.